I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Over the years, I've read bits and pieces by Doris Lessing. I like those works a lot, but something held me back from a full-on committal to her novels. Then I read an article about her work which praised The Golden Notebook as her masterpiece. I had tried to read it 3 decades or so ago, and I made one of the earliest deployments of the Rule of 50. Unfortunately, my copy of the book had disappeared. I brought another copy, which had an introduction by Doris. This detailed look into her life, her writings, and her philosophy opened wide the doors of understanding. This time, I was determined to read the entire Golden Notebook. Doris May Lessing had an amazingly interesting and widely varying life. She was a British novelist, poet, playwright, librettist, biographer, and short story writer. She was born October 22, 1919, in Kermanshah, Iran, and she died in London November 17, 2013. As my readers can imagine from the introduction, this novel will be a challenge. However, readers interested in writers, philosophy, politics, and fiction will be rewarded with an amazing experience. The story revolves around 4 journals Doris kept from a young age. The journals were green, blue, red, and black. Each deals with a different aspect of her life: politics, a memoir, her written work, and a diary. She then took these 4 books and wove into them a story of 2 women. Anna is a character who seems a lot like Doris. Anna is a writer, and she is telling the story of Ella, who seems a whole lot like Anna and Doris. Some of her paragraphs go on for well over 2 or even 3 pages. If you delve into this wonderful and amazing novel, take some serious concentration pills, a pencil, and notebook paper. Here is a sample of a conversation between Anna and Saul, her then-current love interest. Lessing wrote, "You can't go on like this. You've got to start writing again. Obviously, if I could, I would. No, Anna, that's not good enough. Why don't you write that short story you've just told me about? No, I don't want all that hokum you usually give me. Tell me in 1 simple sentence, why not? You can call it Christmas cracker mottos if you like, but while I was walking about, I was thinking that you could simplify it in your mind, boil it all down to something, then you could take a good long look at it and beat it." I began to laugh, but he said, "No, Anna, you're going to really crack up unless you do." "Very well, then. I can't write that story or any other story, because at that moment I sit down to write, someone comes into the room, looks over my shoulders, and stops me. Who, do you know? Of course I know. It could be a Chinese peasant, or one of Castro's guerrilla fighters, or an Algerian fighting in the FLN, or Mr. Mathlong. They stand there in the room and they say, 'Why aren't you doing something about us instead of wasting your time scribbling?'" I also noticed some references to other characters and storylines. I was pleased to read of a character who reminded me of Martha Quest, the title character in her first of 4 novels in the Children of Violence series. Reach beyond what you usually read and stretch your reading skills with The Golden Notebook by Doris Lessing. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU.